GAA on Off the Ball.
All right, it's time for us to turn our attention to the Connacht final. We're going to preview Galway against Roscommon. I'm delighted to say we've got Liam McHale and Emlyn Mulligan with us. Lads, you're both very welcome. Liam, I might start with you. You made the case pretty convincingly that you feel like Roscommon should actually be on a bit of a roll in terms of Connacht titles at the moment, and that they could have won three out of the last four, and yet they can't get no respect. Everybody thinks that Galway are going to win this game at the weekend and win it with a couple of points, maybe 3 points to spare. Why can't Roscommon get the respect they deserve?
Well, I suppose Roscommon have yo-yoed up and down in Division 1 and Division 2 for the last 3 or 4 years, where Galway are a little bit more consistent. Kevin Walsh is there. This is his fifth year involved. You know, they were Connacht champions last year, even though it was a very, very tight game against Roscommon. They lost the semi-finals, the league semi-finals to Dublin, and obviously got into the All-Ireland Championship semi-finals as well. So the progression has been a little bit better. I suppose the fact that Galway are at home and that Kevin Walsh is there for 5 years gives them a slight advantage. But again, you know, this is if you count the drawn match, this is their fifth Connacht final in a row, which is amazing when you consider how dominant Mayo had been before that. And, you know, they've become very familiar with each other, and familiarity breeds contempt, as we all know. So because of that, and I think it'll be a very edgy game. I think it won't be a game for the purists. I think there'll be a lot of whistleblowing necessarily by the referee, and I think it'll be a very, very tight game. And I think if it can be tight and going into the fourth quarter, I think Roscommon have a great chance there because of a lot of quality forwards to bring off the bench.
Yeah, Emlyn, this has all the hallmarks of a classic. I won't say ambush, but it feels a little bit like it's an ambush because it's not seen as a 50-50 game. Galway are heavy favourites for it. So when you think about the path to the final, for example, that specifically is a thing, that Roscommon's form line by beating Mayo, the league champions, is that bit better than whatever Galway managed to do this so far.
Yeah, 100%. From looking back, I suppose over the number of years, as Liam says there, it's been tit for tat. But this year, going on form itself, having watched both, you know, I was at the Galway Sligo game up here in Markfish Park, where I'm living at the minute in Sligo, and you know they weren't impressive at all, you know, and their inside forward line that day with Anthony Lee, Ian Burke, and Danny Cummins, you know, they were non-existent as such. And I suppose the 3-11-7, I thought I even flattered Galway that day in the scoreline. And then on the other hand, you have Roscommon. I suppose it come through a handy enough game, I suppose, against ourselves in Leitrim, but to beat the league champions, to have Enda Smith back in there, to have Devenny back in there. You know, they've an abundance of forwards and quality going forward. And I know the bookies have Galway as strong favourites, and I suppose it's the home advantage I think that's going down to. But if I was tipping anyone myself, I'd be looking at Roscommon. I just think that the minute they've a solid base there. I suppose they've a lot of new fellas in comparison to the teams that started the Super 8s last year. So it's very hard to base them on last year's performances, especially in the Super 8 campaign. And lads like Cathal Craig there assumes they have a new lease of life there, and obviously Conor Cox has been a massive addition. So yeah, it's going to be close, definitely, but I definitely can see Roscommon shading it just that small bit.
Okay, that's interesting. The two of you are slightly leaning towards Roscommon there. Talk to me a little bit about why home advantage matters in Pearse Stadium, Liam. Is it because of the wind and because Galway play there a bit more often and they know a little bit better how the vagaries of the wind whipping in off the Atlantic is going to impact the game? Because, you know, there was no home advantage really for Mayo the last day out against Roscommon.
Yeah, I think Galway is a very different place to play because it's so close to Salt Inn and the sea, you know, and even if it's 80 degrees there, Ger, on Sunday, there'll still be a wind. And I guess the Galway guys practice there all summer and they get used to those winds and they know the lie of the land a little bit better. And it's probably a little bit easier for the free takers in particular to the home free takers to adjust to that a lot quicker than the away team. So I never played there by myself, but a lot of guys would say to you, especially forwards, that it can be a very, very difficult place to play. But I think the Roscommon team is a lot better, and Elman alluded to it there now. When you have Enda Smith and Conor Devaney and Jerry McMurtha in the team for Sunday, that gives the team massive firepower. Niall Kilroy and Conor Devaney are two busy beavers. They'll go back and help the defence, and then they'll probably come out to the half-forward line, leaving Cox and Jeremy Burton inside. So that gives you four very good forwards that can score with Devaney and Kilroy walking back. And, you know, they should be solid defensively, Jer. But now remember, against Mayo, and while it was a brilliant win, they allowed Mayo had 42 attacks, Jer. They kicked 17 points, kick 16 wide and kick four into goalie's hands. So and lost by a point. So the defensive effort that Roscommon gave against Mayo will not be good enough against the firepower that Galway have on Sunday. I'm sure of that. And that's the biggest concern, and I'm sure Emlyn will agree with me, that's the biggest concern I'd have for on Sunday. To allow that many attacks, to allow that many shots on goal, I don't think with the likes of with the likes of Shane Walsh and Cummins and Heaney and Flynn and Burke and the boys, I don't think they can allow Galway to have that many attacks and that many shots and goals to win the Connacht title.
Yeah, I mean, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Again, I suppose, as I said there, there's definitely question marks over the performance of some of them Galway forwards in the last two championship games this year. As I said, I was very disappointed with how they lined out. There's no real drive to them against Sligo. Now, you can easily say, I suppose, they expected to beat Sligo and that sort of thing. But, you know, Shane Walsh looked that day only to be the only man that could take it to Sligo, you know, and he was that one man consistently taking his man on and getting frees, whereas the inside line was non-existent. And when you take Comer out of that, I suppose, you know, that option of the long ball in and the physical presence is a big loss for them. Having played against Roscommon, and I only came on towards the end, and one thing I did notice about Roscommon's defence, and I suppose Liam can say maybe in terms of he'd know more in the last number of years, but was their physicality, I thought, with Malooly there and the three Daly brothers back there as well. Like, they're strong physical lads, and I suppose I think they were lacking that maybe in the last number of years, especially last year, and I think they've brought that big added, a bit of an added dimension to their full back line, especially that bit of strength and power. But you know, I suppose for Galway as well, they've Conroy, I think, back on the bench, and Duggan as well, which would be two big additions to come on. But I don't know, I just think, and you know, that's a fair stat from Liam in terms of the amount of possessions and that they let Mayo at. But I just still think, man for man, that Roscommon definitely can match up with Galway. And I just think there is question marks over that forward line of Galway, and are they firing? If they do, obviously they're a massive threat. But in the last two games against a lot weaker opposition against Sligo and London, they struggled immensely, like, you know, so it'll definitely be interesting to see how they fare out.
Is there a possibility, though, that Galway have a tendency to play down to opponents? And we've seen that in recent years, that actually last year in the Super 8s, they raised their game as the season went on, and that they will raise their game for Roscommon this weekend, that actually this is the first real proper challenge that they've had to get the blood up?
Yeah, you'd imagine that's going to be the case. We'll have to wait and see, I suppose, you know. And I suppose it was easier for Roscommon to get up for a massive game against the league champions in Mayo, whereas Galway were playing against two mediocre teams as such. And yeah, listen, we can sit here and say that we're only speculating whether they will or they won't, and listen, they could come out and, you know, blow Roscommon out of the water. But I just think Roscommon are set up well. I just think they've massive firepower up front for Roscommon. I think all in all, I personally think they've the best number of forwards to come off the bench in Connacht. I think they've the strongest forward line personally.
Okay, so they're way undervalued in terms of how people are analysing this game. You'd actually make them favourites for it on the basis of the quality of players that they have.
In terms of quality players, I think the thing that's leading to the bookies having Galway strong favours, I think, is definitely going down to home advantage being a Pearse Stadium. And now maybe Liam can clarify that, and he's worked with them, like, and I think he'll admit as well, in terms of their firepower and forwards to have, you know, on their given day, they're as good as anything that's about.
Yeah, well, Liam, let's talk a little bit about what you would be doing if you were preparing for Galway and trying to assess their relative strength. So you come through a game like the Mayo game where you've coughed up all those chances. Can you batten down the hatches in the space of 2 weeks and say, okay, we're actually going to change the game plan, we're going to be a different team, we're going to be more counter-attacking?
Yeah, I think you can. I think adjustments have to be made. When you get that many guys behind the ball, your assignments have to be spot on. You know, who goes to the ball, who takes the ball, who takes the runners, who drops off and heads the full back line. They're the type of things, they're the simple things that have to be addressed. There's a big improvement needed in that from the Mayo match, obviously, because they just gave up too many shots. Some of Mayo's wides were because of good defending, but there was seven or eight wides that Mayo were just wide open and they couldn't execute, and Mayo were just off on that day. And if they scored those seven or eight points, they probably would have won the game handy enough. You know, even down the stretch, they had some easy luck. So those little things that I've mentioned have to be adjusted. I thought they kept possession very well against Mayo for the most part, and I thought they countered very well and got two brilliant goals. One off a steal off a bad kick out, and Carl Craig's wonder goal, which he's very capable of doing. I agree with Emlyn 100%. To have the firepower, you have Carl Craig and Enda Smith isolated on the half forward, and you've Cox and Gemma Burton, that's a lot of firepower. And then you have the like the Shane Killoran, Devaney, and the Dailies coming forward as well in transition. That's a dangerous team. But the one thing that concerned me, looking at the Mayo Roscommon game, is that they gave up so many opportunities to Mayo. On another day, Mayo would have probably kicked Roscommon have that addressed, or they would win the game. Of course, Comer being out now, and Emin alluded to that as well, is a huge loss. He's one of the best forwards in the country. You can kick the ball into him anyway, and he gets fouled, and he creates for his teammates and scores himself. So that gives Roscommon a great advantage as well.
Evelyn, it's a big game from Galway's perspective because. So we would still expect them to come through the back door to make the Super 8, unless the draw is an absolute pig for them. But generally, you would expect this Galway team to be able to deal with most of what's ever left in the qualifiers. Surely they should be assuming that they're going straight through the front door, given the progress that they've made over the last number of years. Because a defeat at the weekend would bring all that progress to a halt.
Yeah, it would. I can't imagine they'd be presuming. I'd say they understand themselves as a massive task. As you said, over the last number of years, having played against each other in Connacht finals, you know, it's been tit for tat, and you know, Roscommon have put it up to them every time. So I don't think they'll be anyway complacent at all going into that game. I think, you know, they've obviously know they've a lot to work on over the last two games they've played this year. I know some of their league games have been, you know, for tit for tat as well in terms of good performances and some not so good. So they know they have a lot of work on, whether they're timing, you know, a lot of the time we used to speak over Mayo this time of year used to be that great, and then they'd be timing it perfect for All-Ireland Championships as such a Super 8. So maybe Galway's, I suppose, their fitness trainer has them in that sort of element that they're waiting to hit the ground running now this time of year. But I just wouldn't want to go into that sort of an attitude of complacency, because I think that, you know, Roscommon have the shackles off now. They're after overcoming a strong, you know, a decent Mayo team there in Castlebar, hadn't won there in so long. There's absolutely no pressure now on Roscommon, but I think within themselves there'll be a bit of expectancy for Roscommon, having got over Mayo, that, you know, they wouldn't want to undo that great work and that great result by not getting a victory against Galway, you know. So I suppose the Pier Stadium effect with the weather and all that, I haven't played there myself over the years, it is a tricky enough place. But again, it definitely, I suppose, that advantage Galway have is being able to train there consistently, you know, and as Liam said, with free takers and forwards, getting just to judge that win. But I don't think it's going to have a massive factor. I honestly, genuinely believe that Roscommon definitely have enough to get over them. I know I keep saying it, but it's just. I suppose I'm basing it maybe so on having watched Galway against Sligo, and I just don't see that threat without Comer there. And I think Conroy as well is another massive loss in the forward line or even midfield. I just think that the few lads in there now at the minute that are, you know, they're being tested all right. But I just think it's going to be a massive test for them lads as well against Roscommon on Sunday.
I was just looking up the forecast there, and I think everybody's going to be surprised to hear that the forecast is for rain in Salt Hill on Sunday afternoon. I mean, that, you know, what's rare is wonderful, they say. Emily, where is the Kevin Walsh experiment and the Kevin Walsh era at the moment? Where is this Galway team? Because, you know, All-Ireland semi-finalists last year, but not really within an ass's roar of the Dubs in that game. So you would have assumed that they would kick on this year and that they would try and catapult themselves up into genuine contenders. I don't know if there was enough of a sign of that in the league. And are we basing them as contenders on the fact that last year in spurts they were really good? So where are they now? Where is the Kevin Walsh experiment?
Yeah, it's hard to know. I know a lot of people are critical, I suppose, last year, especially in the way they were playing, and I suppose their evolution from defence up to forward, and they're, you know, they're slow and lethargic. And again, against Sligo, they were like that at times. You know, Sligo sat behind the ball, and there was very few of them able to break the tackle. You know, and Malloy at wing back was one namely that could do it. Unfortunately, I don't think he's starting the weekend. You know, and he's a big loss. But Shane Walsh again was the only man able to break that tackle, and they're very flat looking at times. And again, I suppose when you don't have that option against mass defences to put that ball in on top of Connery, it does take away kind of from your game plan. And like Ian Burke, Danny Cummins, whereas they're good ball winners out in front, but if there's 3-4 men around them, I think they're going to struggle to break down teams that are sitting with 14-15 men behind the ball. And at the minute, going on their recent performances, you know, I don't think they're in with as great a shout as last year in terms of going for an All-Ireland final or anything like that. I think that they're well off it. But again, that could change come Sunday. You know, if they put in a top performance against Roscommon and everybody sees it, again, they're going to go back up to strong contenders. But at the minute, I think they've gone down a number of places. I couldn't see them competing with the likes of probably even Donegal there at the minute in terms of intensity and pace they're bringing to it. But again, you know, that's been based on playing against teams that weren't at a massive high level either. So Sunday's the big test for them. If they whimper out of Pier Stadium with a defeat against Roscommon, there's going to be definitely question marks in Kevin Walsh's head, you know, wondering maybe is this the end of it now? Have you been there long enough? But again, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Liam, what have you made of Anthony Cunningham's short enough tenure so far in Roscommon, given everything you know about that group of players and how well they're performing at the moment?
Well, Edmund hit the nail on the head there. You know, Sligo played in the championship there, they played for 20 minutes. In the second half against Sligo, they looked very, very average against against London, and you know, very average per bar 20 minutes against Sligo. Whereas I thought the Leitrim Roscommon game would be a tight game because Leitrim were going so well under Terry Highland, and you know, Roscommon won that very, very easily, and that was a massive win against Mayo 3 weeks ago. So you know, the league was always going to be difficult in Division One with a new manager coming in, and you know, got off to a great start but ended up getting relegated in the end. But the Championship to now has been very, very good. Two massive wins, and they'll be going into the game with massive confidence. And I think Anthony Cunningham and his team has done a great job. The only thing I will say, Ger, as a kind of a coach looking at it, is that they really need to improve on their defensive side of things. And if they can, it's one thing getting numbers back, but you have to make defensive plays. You have to make stops, and you have to force teams into difficult shots. And Mayo had loads of opportunities the last year. Like 20 shots on goal is a massive amount now, not to convert any of those. If they can do that, I'd agree with them. I think they can win the game. But they've got to be better defensively than they were the last year. But overall, to answer your question, I think that so far it has been great. But Sunday is the acid test. There's a massive carrot. Despite winning the Connacht title, there's a massive carrot. To get into the Super 8 unscathed now is the big thing for these big counties. And whoever doesn't win it, it's a massive setback, because you don't want to be going into the qualifiers and then try and do well in Super 8, where you have to play three games and then try and get into a semi-finals and a finals if you have that sort of ambitions. But I'd agree with you as well. Galway need to win this game, get into the Super 8, and see can they get into a final and contest it against the Dubs or one of the big boys for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose neither of these two teams will actually be raging hot favourites for a game against Tyrone or even Monaghan or even Armagh, if Armagh come through that Monaghan game. So maybe, you know, there are enough teams in the Super 8s, or who aren't in the Super 8, sorry, in the qualifiers, to make that draw for this losing team on Sunday a little bit of a tentative thing. Have you seen any change in the style of play from Roscommon, from what you guys would have had them doing? I mean, it's very early yet because we've only really seen those two Championship games, but does it look like the philosophy is different under Cunningham from you guys?
Yeah, there would have been a lot more defensive, and there would put a lot more effort and time in practice on the defensive end and things, and they're getting more guys behind the ball than we would have done. We would have always liked to be aggressive, Ger, and try and press the kick out and see can we put their full back line, the opposition's full back line, and goalkeeper under as much pressure as they can, as we could. Anthony and his management team aren't doing that as much, and they're getting more bodies behind the ball. But as I said, it's one thing getting bodies behind the ball. Everybody has to know in detail what their job is, when they have to go to the ball, they have to pick up runners, when they have to go back and help the full back line. All those things need to be addressed. It's very difficult to do, Ger, because you only have two practices during the week. As I'm going to tell you, two practices during the week and a practice maybe every game at the weekend. You know, the time, especially for the rural counties, the time isn't there. They can't come together for 2 hours every night. So yeah, it's a difficult thing to do. But I think if they have addressed that and are a little bit better on that, they'd definitely have a great chance of winning the Connacht title on Sunday.
All right, so am I hearing two predictions for a Roscommon win? Liam, it sounds like you're going for Roscommon. Is that right?
Tentatively, Gerald. I don't think it's going to be a good game to watch. I think it's going to be attritional. I think it's going to be cynical enough to be a lot of trash talk. The referee will be blowing his whistle a lot, I think. I just think both teams will have a defensive mindset. No team will want to give an inch. And I doubt both teams have great forwards, but I don't think they'll get the space needed to show their skills. So I think it'll be a low-scoring game. And I think if Roscommon definitely do a better job defensively than they did against Mayo, I think they can win the Connacht title. Yeah.
Emlyn?
Yes, and listen, similar to Liam there, I think that if Galway can tighten up their defence, I think, you know, if the forwards let the shackles off, there's definitely enough there to do the damage. And I think, you know, I could definitely see a narrow victory for Roscommon, yeah.
All right, lads, enjoy the game. Thanks a million for talking to us this evening.
Cheers,
thank you.
Liam McHale and Emlyn Mulligan up on this preview, the Connacht final. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a classic, according to the lads. If you want to get in touch and give us your views, you can hit us up on Twitter at Off the Ball. Up next, we've got the remarkable story of the Monaghan footballer who required a blood transfusion during 6 hours of open heart surgery, but he's well on the way to recovery. We'll get his story next. GAA on Off the Ball.